Teaching number one is that the Baal Shem Tov would only daven in a Beis Knesset that had a women's section.
Really?
So they asked the Baal Shem Tov, why is that? He says, because the tears of the women is like the crown, which gathers all the tefillot of the Kehillah and brings it up to the heavenly throne. So that's an interesting thing you wouldn't have necessarily thought of for the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov apparently was a hidden feminist. I don't know if he was a feminist, but he loved all people, including women. That's one. And then I have a personal Baal Shem Tov Maisa that happened right here. Almost right here. So I'll tell you. Maisa. So about 7 years ago, it was Yud Ches Elul, the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov. And it was Erev Shabbos that year. And it was a miracle. I finished my Shabbos prep early, because my main intention is I wanted to learn some Baal Shem Tov stories. So back then I was living on Hakinor, right at the top.
Next
to Malach, and I had the best view. I was on the roof learning Baal Shem Tov stories. And I read the following story. The book asked, why were the parents of the Baal Shem Tov Zoyche to have such a beautiful child? So the story goes that it was in the schus of their Hachnasas Orchim. They would always go out of their way and invite everyone to their Shabbos table. You know, obviously, with Avram Avinu, he had children after being Machnas Orchim. Nachman says it's skula to have children do the Hachnasas Orchim. So, in the heavenly thrones, they said they blessed him that he'd have a great child. His name was Eliezer, and his wife. They couldn't have children for a long time, and it was decreed in the schus of their Hachnasas Orchim. And then the Satan came and said, wait a second, their machnis orchim by religious people, beautiful. What about non-religious people? In those days, to be Machal Shabbos is like a big statement. Will they still treat them with love? So the Baal Shem Tov parents, Eliezer, and I forgot his mother's name, had this test. They go to shul to get their regular, you know, Shabbos guest. And then there's a guy who knocks on their door. And he's clearly breaking Shabbos. He has a knapsack full of wood on his back.
Wood.
With a backpack. Mm-hmm. So they look at each other. They don't really know what to do. And they say, you know what? We're still going to treat them with love.
Yay.
So they invite them in. And he's like kind of disrespectful. And he doesn't really say thank you.
On the boat.
You guys had a similar type of experience?
So
basically, long story short, they're extremely loving and welcoming despite his rudeness and his lack of religious motivation. They're still really loving. And the heavens, it was decreed, okay, you're going to now, in the schluss of that, be the father and the mother of the Heilig of Baal Shem Tov. So, okay, I read that story. And I go down to the Kotel. And the plan was I was supposed to get 4 guests for Shabbos from Jeff Seidel. So, after my davening, I go up to Jeff. And he says, oh, 2 guys canceled on me. And, you know, sorry, you only have 2 guests. So, I said, okay, well, I'll go try to find 2 more guests. So I start running down to the Kotel. And who do I see? The first guy I see, a guy with a backpack from Tel Aviv with one of those kippahs, you know, clearly like the Kotel kippah. He's like funky looking guy. I was like, Atar Tel Aviv la Shabbat? He looks at me and says, Ken, Atar Deh, you know? Hayomu, Hayomu, Leta, Shalab Baal Shem Tov.
He said that. Wow.
Secular guy. I'm like, Echa Atar Deh, how do you know that? He's like, Ani Bati Bish Me Tel Aviv.
Wow.
I came to celebrate Baal Shem. So I said, alright, you're my man. You're my man.
Came all the way from Tel Aviv because it was the birthday of the Baal Shem.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, you gotta come to my Shabbos table. He's like, okay, no problem. And I got him, I got another guy. They were the stars at the Shabbos table. It was like a bunch of like seminary girls and like this guy telling Baal Shem Tov story after Baal Shem Tov story. It was like an amazing night. Fine, we went on our way, said goodnight. About a month and a half later, I was on the roof doing a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the same rooftop, and I get a knock on the door. And they like stop the party. And who is it? It's this guy. He's back. Yeah. Like, oh, welcome back. You want some soup? You want some food? The homeless guy. He's like, no, I didn't come to take. I came to give. And he bought me a Baal Shem Tov Sefer and a Kedushas Levi.
Wow.
And he gave it to me. And I still have it in my house.
Wait, Kedushas
Levi is... Yeah, Levi is Levi. It's Mamash, the living continuation.
Yeah.
In terms of the Avos Yisrael that the Baal Shem Tov brought down to the world. So that was like my personal connection to the Baal Shem Tov. I felt like the Kaddish Baruch Hu was telling me that if you want to be Mamshich, the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, it's about obviously doing the Hachnasas Orchim, beautiful, but like it's Dafka when they're not so easy. That's the real challenge.
Although this guy turned out to be really
This guy turned out to be great, but like, Baruch Hashem, I've had other challenging situations.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've passed my test, but. I feel like that was Hashem's personal Baal Shem Tov.
Yeah, I mean,